She wants to know about the jingle, so for heaven's sakes, tell her about it.
Let's see if we can keep this chain going.
It's jingle time on Rewound Radio.
I think we can make time to fit one more link in here before the day is over. And if we are successful, that means that we will now be adding link
number 27.
And we left off at KMAK and or WMAK. Well, the obvious solution with an AK to work with is
get up and go, 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 everybody. It's another good day today. Get up and go, go, go. We're with you all the way. Wipe your radio 790.
Sure, it's Wacky Radio, W-A-K-Y, in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wacky Radio 790.
And W-A-K-Y has a long history of getting jingles from various PAMS packages through the years.
More and more people here, more and more music on 79. Wacky Radio.
Well, WAKY 790 in Louisville was originally WGRC, but in 1958, Gordon McClendon bought WGRC. McClendon, of course, another top 40 radio pioneer who owned, among other things, Cliff, KLIF, in Dallas. And he changed the call letters to Wacky, WAKY, on July 7th, 1958. And the station almost immediately went to the top of the Louisville ratings. It was the city's first top 40 music station, known affectionately to its listeners as
Wacky, 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 the big boss sound of 79 WAKY.
And Wacky did have some competition. Usually it was from WKLO, but normally Wacky ended up on top.
WAKY.
Now, if you were with us at the beginning of the show, you know I was talking a little bit about those song intro singovers. We played some of the PAMS pop tops from WYRE, and as I said, lots of different people did them. Joey Reynolds, yeah, that Joey Reynolds, the guy who was a DJ and then a talk show guy, he for a while had a production company of his own. He tried to do some jingles and things. One of the things that he did was these singovers. He did them for most of the Drake consulted stations for a little while, and he called them Up Your Ratings as a name to do those things, some of which were really very good, and some of them, well, that's true of every company, I guess, but there's one that I happened to tape off the air as I was driving through Louisville one time, and it was a Carpenter song, and I thought they nailed it pretty well. Almost a perfect match there, and that's, of course, what you try for, but you can't always achieve. Well, after years and years of PAMS jingles, they did come to jam as well.
W-A-K-Y, W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
Wacky 79.
Well, in time, and this is the typical story, the music on the station did change just a little bit. It softened up, became a little bit more adult contemporary around 1978. And the station said, the station you grew up with has grown up with you. And this heralded in some different music and some different format changes through the years. But since they were 790 on the dial, When it came around to 1979, they, of course, wanted to proclaim themselves to be the station of the year. Makes perfect sense. And we did a custom jingle package. We Jam did a custom jingle package for WAKY, a little known one because we never really promoted it too much. I'll tell you why. There were three different components to this package, three different sounds. We did a group of jingles that used the LA Singers. We did a group of jingles that had more of an Earth, Wind, and Fire sound to it with a different set of singers. And then we did a group of jingles with the basic Dallas Singers. And because there were these three different elements, we called the package TriStar. But it was really impractical to syndicate because, you know, two-thirds of the package was sung in L.A., a third of it wasn't. The logo was stuck in there. So not too many people have heard of TriStar, but I'll give you an example of one jingle from each of those three groups. Here's the L.A. Singers.
It's the summer of 79. Wacky radio.
And here are the soulful Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish Singers. And here's the more straight-ahead Dallas vocals.
It's the year of 79, W-A-K-Y.
So some of those cuts did wind up on some stations after a while, but as a package, TriStar remains one of those rare little jam gems that you don't hear too much about. Although I liked it, there was nothing wrong with it, and the station liked it and used it, so they were, in fact, the station of the year in 1979. Well, as time goes by, as I told you, the format changed to oldies in the 80s, and then it was an automated, beautiful music station for a while, and then it went to country, and all over the place, they changed the call letters. It's, the call letters are currently WKRD. I don't know why you would want to call your station Crud Radio, but it's WKRD today. However, the WAKY call letters have had new life breathed into them on an FM station that covers Louisville. And, of course, they're trying to recapture the glory of the WAKY wacky days. So they've had us do Pam's jingles and jam jingles for them. And about a year or so ago, they did a campaign where they decided if you were listening to Wacky on FM now, you are probably somebody who grew up listening to Wacky on AM, and that would make you part of the Wacky Generation.
The Wacky Generation is on WAKY. You're in the Wacky Generation.
And of course, the question that we always pose and never get an answer to is,
how do you wink at a wacky wacky when you wacky winkers out of whack?
Wacky, wacky. I'm laying back in my girlfriend's Cadillac, and it's a pleasant summer drive, and I drink a beer. Just about dark, it's sundown in the park, and a beautiful backseat love affair.
Wacky loves you,
and the radio sings to you.
Radio
loves
radio you, loves you.
Radio
really loves you.
And the needs are waxing in your mind, and it'll get you every time.
Radio
loves you,
loves you.
Radio
really loves you.
Just a love affair. Chin is on the ground from the hassles in your life from day to day. Then you hear your song and you start to sing along as the radio blows all your blues away.
Wacky loves you.
That's what we have with you every week here on Rewound Radio. And we are going to someday in the future continue this silly chain. We're left with a KY to deal with. But that love affair on the air thing...